all this technology that has been out there for a while, people using it now with the fact that the social distancing is going on. What are you using, things that are out there that help you? And we've got our Tech Life columnist Jennifer Jolly joining us this morning. Jen, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
We're doing okay. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Yeah. Being in the media, I'm fascinated watching the way with television and other programs, and they're trying to connect with their reporters. When you're watching some of this, can you tell from a tech end what software, the way that they're transmitting, whether it's through a phone app or a, you know, other type of things? Can you kind of sense that based on what kind of picture quality and ways that they're communicating?
I absolutely can. Most people are doing what I'm doing today is they're using a video chat service that's available to everyone on their laptop. Most of us are using laptops or desktops, but then we're running it through a professional camera. So you get a little hybrid. You get a both. So the national news anchors, the morning news anchors, you're not seeing them on a video teleconferencing service. It's being run through a much higher-end camera, but then kind of through that service. It's a little complicated on the back end, but it's quite a bit better than what we're seeing in terms of just normal video chat apps when we fire one up to talk to our parents.
Right. Well, I think, though, as with any technology, those with the bucks get the big stuff first, and then it kind of trickles its way down in technology.
Right.
And I would assume as this is going on, there's new technology on the tech end where people are thinking, hey, I got this idea. Let's see if it works. You know, there's all this beta testing that's going on. You want to try it, see if it works, and who knows how this will come out on the tech end. What are some of the new things that are happening now? I know you have one to talk about today, right?
Well, Facebook called me up a little over a week ago and asked if I would beta test their new Messenger for desktop app. Now, I was the only reporter in the whole world to get to use it, test it, play around with it, give them my feedback, and they actually made tweaks to it based on some of my feedback. This launched yesterday. It's Facebook's Messenger for desktop app. So it's new from your browser version, but it lets you video chat on a bigger screen. You can get up to 8 people in one call. It's free, and here's really the key to all of this. It's the simplest way to get that instant human communication, human connection in this time that we really need it most.
Now, do the other people, who's driving it when you're doing it? You just have everybody click on a certain part and they're all connected that way?
Well, it's just like the Messenger app that you already have that's already connected to your Facebook account, except that you do have to go in and you download a separate app. You download this new app. It's separate from what you already have when you log into the main social network. That's the browser version. So once you get this new one, it works iOS, Windows, takes about 2 minutes from download to making your first video call, but you'll have that populated list of all of your friends, all of your family, anyone who's asked to be connected to you and you've allowed in. They're already there. So there's a little icon. There's a little video camera icon. You click on that. You can add, before you open up a new little chat window, you add anyone you want to. So you can start with, I started with about 15 people the other day for an impromptu happy hour hangout. And as soon as 8 people were there, that was all who could join. We had this impromptu happy hour.
How do you know when you're who you're talking to when you have 14 other people looking at you?
Well, it's limited to 8 people, and their faces appear on the app in front of you. So you're looking at their face in real time. It's the closest I've found to actually being in the same room with somebody. And since the new Messenger for Desktop app works on all devices, basically, you have to have it on a computer, on a desktop computer, to get the most out of it that way. But then it will sync up across, say, a Facebook portal TV, any of your mobile devices. So when you open up the mobile app and you get 8 people in one screen, they're tiny. They're teeny tiny. You can barely see. Even with my best glasses on, I can barely see them. But with the new Messenger for Desktop app, it brings them much bigger. It brings them to the big screen. And I do have a Facebook Portal TV. I have a 65-inch TV. The first time I set that up and I had 8 of my, closest friends and family there, I was actually a lot more emotional than I thought I would be. It was just kind of emotional for me to see everybody. And I really realized how much I've been worrying about them, how much I've been missing them. And to just see them in real time and speak to them, it was really an incredible experience.
Sounds like a great thing for family and friends. What about those people who want to use it in a business sense kind of way? Any advice, any tips for how we can make it look professional, or what the other people see on our end looks professional?
Absolutely. Put your computer's camera, if you're using this new mobile for desktop, you're going to put your computer's camera at eye level or a little above. We've been looking up way too many people's noses lately. So that's step number one. And then also, because it's a desktop or a laptop, it will already be sitting down. If you're doing video conferences from a mobile device, put it down somewhere stable. You can prop it up against something, but that'll keep it from being so shaky. And then use some light in front of you, above the lens if you can. That will help reduce the bags under your eyes. My husband likes to say it takes about 10 years off my age. And then clean up that area around you if you can. I've been looking at a lot of people on TV, and they don't realize that they have a glass behind them or a mess behind them when they're in these video conferencing calls. Also, if you're in front of a blank white wall, it looks like a mugshot. So try to add a little depth and a little something on a wall behind you. And then if there are several people on the call at once, mute your own microphone when you're not speaking and expect that everyone can see you at all times. There's a snafu that's making the rounds about a woman who went to the restroom on a business conference call, and her colleagues were dying. They were all just waving. They were trying to call her. And, people are getting up. You're dressed from the waist up, but there was a man the other day wearing boxer shorts from the waist down. So assume that your camera's on at all times.
Right. That's like we in radio never swear in the room with a microphone. We always assume everything is on.
Exactly.
That kind of a thing too. So Craig and I always come up with inventions. Craig, you and I should come up with some sort of fake backdrop that you could sell.
A
simple curtain you could put behind us that looked like you have a bunch of law books behind you, or perhaps a House Beautiful kind of decoration. I sometimes like the personal touches you get to see. Let alone not even if there's the pet. I always enjoy the pets in the backgrounds that sort of just wander in and sit down like they're doing their own thing like they always do.
My dog is laying down behind me right now, and a little while ago she started kind of making her, rawr noises. And I thought, well, people are either, on the radio, they'll either think that's my stomach rallying, or they'll realize in this day and age, it's pets and kids and kind of anything goes.
Right. Or you think to yourself, hey, I own that picture. I have those things. You suddenly have a different connection with the person on the other end. But yeah, you always have to kind of look at that different angle. So there's a very interesting thing that's going on sociologically, I think, with the way this is connecting, and all the people are trying their best, and the tech people are helping out the way they can. If people want to find out more about this or get into a good way to communicate people through this social apps, where's a good place to do that?
You can read the column I wrote about it. It's in USA Today. It's usatoday.com in the tech section. Go there and you'll get all the backstory on this, what it is, why it matters, why now. You can go to my website at techish, techish.com as well. And then if you want to just read more about Facebook's new Messenger app, go straight to the source for that, facebook.com/messenger.
Jennifer, we appreciate your time. We're getting up early there in California, and stay safe. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much, and you stay safe as well.
We will. Thanks. Tech Life columnist Jennifer Jolly joining us this morning.